The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Remember a story of the Wright brothers who came up with the first airplane after it had been said that it was impossible to put man on the air. They thought it out, they imagined it, and they came out with it. If you're ever going to come up with something that you see with your physical eyes, you first of all have to have it within yourself. Now, many of us may know that, but I'm just trying to reiterate something. I'm going somewhere. Now, the truth is, sometimes it is not as easy as it is said to have things put within yourself. It's easy to say, yes, you imagine something. But you know, if I ask some of you to sit down now and say, try and close your eyes and imagine yourself in a place where you've never been before. Let's say you've never been in, not London, let me not go to London, but I'm still in Nigeria. Let's say you've never been in, Lokoja, but you've heard about it. And they say, imagine yourself in Lokoja. You'll find it difficult, right? Now, that is how it is when you're trying to imagine something that you've not seen before, something that has not come before. There's always that difficulty. But yet, we are instructed from the one that created us that man is expected to imagine. You are expected to go to use your mind to bring out things. Until you sit down to try to start imagining things, especially the impossible, it will never come into reality. Now, the Bible says, God is a God of impossible. With God, all things are possible. Now, God made you in his own image and likeness. Don't you think that if God made you in his own image and likeness, nothing is also impossible with you? You didn't get me. Now, God, see, nothing is impossible with God, right? Now, God made you in his own image and likeness. Don't you think that there's nothing impossible with you? But in the reality, we open our mouths many times to say this is impossible. Am I making sense to you at all? There are many times you open your mouth and say this one is not possible at all, except by God. But God made you in his own image and likeness. Now, let me ask you another question. If Jesus were around, is there anything impossible with Jesus? Huh? Why is there nothing impossible with Jesus? You will say because Jesus was the Son of God. But the Bible says we are joint heirs with Christ. That means we and Jesus are one. Now, if I and Jesus is one, it means that whatsoever is not impossible for Jesus is not impossible for me. What am I trying to say is, whatever you don't think about, whatever you don't imagine, you cannot come out with. You are limited, when you are not imagining things, when you're not creating things within your mind. When you're not coming out with new ideas, you are limited. You are stuck in one position. Let me show you something. Our country is what it is today because we have no people who have not imagined things. We are comfortable with the way things are, so we just say, okay, let's leave it like that. Any other generation that comes after us, we say, this is Nigerian factor, so we leave it like that. Is it not possible for your roads, or let me not say for your roads, for our roads, to have street lights, and while you are moving in the night on Saple Road, a highway, typical highway, you're going towards maybe Saple, you can drive without any stress? Is it not possible? But it's like a norm. People are not imagining it, because whatsoever you imagine, you will end up creating. You will end up seeing it. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You cannot imagine something and stay just imagining it. It will come out. It will come forth. Hello, am I making sense to you at all? There is nothing you imagine that does not come forth. Let me give you this simple example. You imagine that you are going to put on this shirt, madam, before you wore it. You saw it, you pictured it. You imagined yourself how beautiful you look in it. And in fact, you're looking beautiful now. And you imagined yourself. If you didn't imagine it, you wouldn't have put it on. There were probably other clothes you imagined. Okay, say, no, this one won't be the right one. I'm trying to bring out something for you here. When you imagine, you can even prioritize. The more you imagine, the more you say, okay, this is the one that should come first, this one that should come second, this one should come third. I don't know if I'm making sense to you at all. The reason why we are having our problems here in country today is that nobody is doing any of these things. We don't have people who sit down to imagine what do we want to do in the next 10 years. People write out things. Huh? They say, okay, fine, 7-point agenda. In the next, okay, there was a time, I think it was housing for all by the year 2000. I don't know how many of you knew that. We were much younger then. They said housing for all by the year 2000 came. There was no housing for all. Now, I dare say that those people just said it, they didn't really imagine it. Because when you are imagining something, there is a creative power inside you. As you are imagining it, it will force you to go and do something. What we do is that we see what some other persons have done, and we say, okay, because these other persons have done it, we think it's possible. There's a difference. There's a difference between seeing what somebody else has done and saying, okay, I can do it, and actually sitting down to imagine something for yourself. Hello? Because trying to think takes a lot of energy. Trying to imagine takes a lot of energy. Have you ever sat down to sit down and say, okay, let me spend time to try and think about something? Have you noticed that when you stay on and after a while you get tired? Why? You are involving all your senses. And it's taking your time. And many a times when you want to imagine, you have to be alone. You have to stay in an area where you will not be disturbed. Because you need to sit down and really focus. I'm going somewhere. Hello? You need to sit down and really focus. Now, I'm trying to show you where we are now in our country and what you can do to change where we are now in our country. Because the little thing that the Wright brothers did is why you are able to fly to everywhere you are going to fly to. Imagine if they did not sit down to imagine it. I'm told that somebody else thought about the plane but never ended up doing it. He didn't move to the extent that he needed to move to. Hello? Now imagine if they sat down there, or imagine if every person that thought about the plane just left it. Of course, we would have still been traveling with canoes up to today. Now, the Bible says in the book of 2 Peter, everything we need for life and godliness has been made available to us. There is nothing that needs to be created now that God has not opened in the atmosphere. It is for man to tap into it. There is nothing that God has not made available for us to now tap into. All the things you're trying to make in this country, all the things we're going to try and make in this nation, God has already made it available. Hello, please listen to me. Just focus on me. God has already made it available. It is for us to tap into it. We can only tap into it by imagining. The question is, let me come to you now. My life, the way it is now, do I like it? If I don't like it, the onus lies on me to start imagining things. Where do I want to be in the next 10 years? I need to imagine. I need to sit down and begin to focus. Where do we want to be as a church in the next 10 years? I need to imagine. Now, all of us are gathered here. Do you know that for the church to multiply beyond this level, it takes us to imagine it? Hey, am I making sense to you at all? It takes us to imagine, because you are also a part of the body of Christ and a part of the local church. So there is something you are supposed to be doing. Now imagine if let's say this is my body. I have the head, I have the hand. I told you all the parts work together. When you are imagining things, everything inside you is working. Trying to move to produce something. Now as a church, you are a part of the body. You are maybe the hand or maybe the fingernail. If you are not doing your own part of imagining, we can't multiply as we want to multiply. We can't grow as we want to grow. And you know what? When we don't imagine things, we soon become bored. And when we become bored, we end up, let me use the word, dying slowly. Hello? Anything that does not imagine does not grow, does not develop. Look at the nation of America. I'm trying to show you something. They developed because people sat down to imagine. And they are where they are today because people sat down to imagine. And then you say, okay, fine, I love America. Why? People sat down to imagine. Nigeria can be like America if you can sit down to begin to imagine. Your church can grow to a large extent beyond the walls as God has demanded it to be, if you can imagine. Now look at the apostles, the church of old, when it started, the Bible says, first time they were 120, when the baptism of the Holy Ghost came upon them. I'm showing you something. When the Holy Ghost came upon them. Then the next time, when they preached the gospel, they became 3,000. Hello? And then only began to grow to the extent where they couldn't hold the church. It wasn't enough for them to hold the church within just the walls. I'm making sense. Am I making sense to you at all? Now, understand something. Each and every one of them had a role to play in order to make sure that the church went beyond walls. They were imagining that the power that God had given to them was enough for them to do more than they could ever ask or imagine. So they kept on imagining and imagining. As they were imagining and imagining, more and more and more people came in. When you imagine, you will end up... Oh God, I don't want to go in there yet. When you imagine, you will be forced to do things that you naturally wouldn't want to do. When you imagine, the real you that God has put inside you will come out. Every person here is loaded with potentials. There is something inside you that you don't even know about. The Bible says, as you focus on the Word of God, He shows you, He mirrors to you what really, who you really are. The Word of God is your center point for imagining. As you look at it, you are seeing the things that you need to see about yourself. You are seeing pictures of the real you. And as you are seeing pictures of the real you, you move forth to do those things. You can't imagine beyond God's Word. Hello, am I making sense to you at all? You can't imagine beyond God's Word. Now, let me show you another example. This may be personal. Some of you now, you say, okay, maybe I may be depressed. It takes you to imagine to come out of depression. It takes you to imagine to come out of your any state you are in. It takes you to imagine to be the richest man in this country. It takes you to imagine. Let's start with it. Somebody who wants to start a business and starts a business with 300,000 naira. I was listening to Zantalizers and they said they started their business with 300,000 naira, right? Their business is running into millions. They are in the stock market. They simply imagine. Now, they may not be saved, though. They may not be born again. They just imagine. Now, how much more you, who are now born again, you are now in Christ, you have a power that they don't have. Imagine where you will be as a businessman if you start to imagine. Am I making sense to you at all? There is nobody that is seated here that will not make the success beyond your own understanding if you start imagining. You can go beyond a lot of things if you start imagining. Somebody say, but I imagine now. Don't I imagine? Let me ask you a question. How much time do you give to sitting down to imagine every day? Am I making sense to you at all? Imagining something is work. Okay, how much time do you sit down to imagine? People spend more time sitting down worrying than sitting down imagining. Hello, am I making sense? People spend more time. You know why? The country has taught us to worry more than imagine. I don't know how I'm making sense at all. Let me show you. If you listen to the news today, you will hear more of bad news than good news. So a lot of people are living with the worry in their heart, and they are saying, I may be the next person. I've been told now that Edo State is a state that, you know, a lot of armed robbers and a lot of bad things are happening. They named two states, I think it was Edo State and Ondo State, where police is focusing on. Where the police is focusing on. Now, if you hear that news, what are you doing about it? Are you imagining that maybe you may be the next person? I can tell you that 70% of the Edolites are imagining that they may be the next person. Nobody is imagining how can we now sit down to improve the police force so that it can be like what we have in the next 5 years. I don't know how I'm making sense at all. When you imagine, you solve problems. There are problems around. When you sit down to imagine, you solve problems. The issue of the plane being in place now is a problem that has been solved that enables you to fly. I mean, if you want to go to Lagos now, you spend maybe like 30 to 45 minutes as against maybe spending 3 hours on the road. Hello? Are you getting me at all? So you need to sit down and really ask yourself, do I really imagine anything? Am I sitting down to imagine? People talk about goals. Do you know if you set your goals at the beginning of the year? How many of you set your goals at the beginning of the year? Your goals cannot translate from one state to another if you don't start imagining how you're going to move it from one state to another. It's not just sitting down to write down the goals. Having written down the goals, you have to sit down to imagine. God will not come and do anything for you until you are sitting down to imagine. Your impossibilities will remain impossibilities until you actually sit down to imagine. Hello, I don't know I'm making sense to you at all. See, I can create anything I want to create. I can be anything I want to be. It's a matter of whether I have sat down to create time to imagine. We are living in a comfort. We're just, some of us are just in our comfort zone. We don't want to go beyond a particular level. Say, okay, fine, let me just stay here. If this is the share that they are making now, there's no problem. Let's just create only this kind of share. That's what's raining. Somebody imagined it. I don't know why I'm making sense to you. There's fashion. I think there's a particular fashion that is raining now. Hello, ladies. For maybe clothes, Abby. Somebody created it. Somebody imagined it. Now, if you are a fashion designer, do you know you can also imagine something that they have not imagined? Some of us, you know what we do? We just copy what is reigning. We don't want to change the status quo. When you imagine things, you change the status quo. God did not make you to sit down and just copy what every other person has. God is not a copycat. God is a dynamic person. So, because God is dynamic, He expects all His children to be dynamic. People will not flock to you until they see the dynamism. Is it dynamism? Okay, whatever. But until they see it in you, that will not come until you start to imagine. You sit down. I need to milk out this word and begin to picture things that have not been in place. You are not an ordinary man. You are a supernatural being. I always use the simple example. People watch Superman and say he's flying. He's not the only one that is flying. You are flying. The problem is that you just are sitting down and you are... Don't allow... See, you know, anytime you listen to anybody, they will mirror for you who you are. If you are not imagining for yourself who you are, people will tell you who you are. And many times, some of us have been walking with the belief that this is who I am, and that is not actually who you are. The real place where you can see who you are is in the Word. When you look at the Word, you can see the picture of who you are, and then act out who you are. Let me tell you, what you are doing now, you are living out the script. Maybe it's a script that was written by somebody else. Some of us are living out the script that were written by our parents. How won't you notice? Your life is not different from the one your parents lived. Oh, sorry. Then you say it's a curse. Sometimes it's not a curse. It's just all that we saw. Let me give an example. Somebody say, I'm angry. I'm very angry. That's how we behave in our house. That's not how you behave in your house. That's how you chose to behave. Because you have not imagined how you can come out from that anger. It's everybody in our house. That's how we do it. Somebody may say, I don't like to be abusive. I hate being abusive to women. My father was abusive to women. Watch that man. Most of them are abusive to their wives. You've not seen him before. And then I say, oh, I'm sorry. This is a problem that I have. Don't look at me. Oh, that's not what I'm doing. Oh. Because the way some of you are looking at me, say, this pastor, maybe he's talking about it. I'm not talking about myself. Now, what I'm trying to say is that some of the things that we are doing now is what we copied from other people. Our lives are what we copy from people around. I am saying I want to challenge you today to change it because it's now a stronghold. How can all of us be here now? Look at all of us. We are believers. If really that we are doing the thing that we are doing, this church cannot, I'm not trying to preach church, sorry. This church cannot be the same. You know why? The thing we have imagined, we will say it to others. And they will have no option but to follow us. See, people follow people who have imagined things. You are following somebody because, see, we are here because somebody who is above us has imagined things. And you know what you imagine is a vision. You are not hearing what I'm saying. What you imagine is actually a picture of where you're going to. If you can tell the story that this picture is actually a reality, people will follow you. The problem is that many of us are not imagining things. See, I'm showing you one of the new digital ways of preaching the gospel itself. some of us say we find it difficult to preach the gospel. I'm trying to show what the critical problem of our Christendom is. We say we find it difficult to preach the gospel because you don't have anything to say. Nobody wants to hear Jesus is Lord because they are hearing it everywhere. So it's not new. When Jesus came, the Bible says, when they heard him, they were amazed. What is the thing that you have imagined? He pictured something that they had never seen before. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. He passed a message they have never heard. You must have something that you have imagined that you are passing on to people. Creating the realities of tomorrow has to do with you imagining things. So if there's nothing you're imagining, there's nobody you're going to pull around. And let me tell you something. Anybody, when you're not pulling anybody, it simply means you're not leading anybody. And when you're not leading anybody, it simply means you're failing in destiny. Am I making sense to you at all? But you will not fail in Jesus' name. Come on, I say you will not fail in Jesus' name. Your life is not just about going home and eating rice and chicken and eating bread and dodo. Or is it eating whatever you eat? Do you know most of us, we just live a normal life. We just wake up in the morning. We go to work. After going to work, we come back home. After coming home, we eat. When we eat, we sleep. When we sleep, we wake. When we wake, we go to work. When we go to work, aren't you tired? You watch film, says I'm relaxing, like me. There is no rest for the wicked, like Papa will say. There is no rest for the wicked. You don't give the people who are wicked resting place. The reason why we are experiencing some of the things they are experiencing today in our country, in our polity, is because some people are imagining things in the negative aspect, and they are forcing us to actually obey it. Look at our country. We are here talking about oil. Now some people are deliberating over whether they should deregulate or not deregulate. Then some of people are already seeing that they want to increase fuel. Let's buy all the fuel we can buy and keep in the house. You know they know anything. As you buy the fuel and keep in the house, maybe your house will get burnt. Look at what is happening. See, there is need for change. Change does not come until you begin to imagine things. It can happen. Nigeria can become a better country. You are the one that is needed, not me. When I mean not me, I'm trying to emphasize your importance. Everyone is a dot. And when you move the dot forward, it changes what? The figure. As a dot, you can be moving forward or moving backwards. If you move forward, mathematicians, it's for the better, Abby. If you move backward, it's for worse. Some of us are moving backwards. Somebody say, oh, I'm old now, I cannot make any impact anymore, I can't imagine. No, don't talk like that. Your age is not the issue. Don't confuse your age with the day you were born. Age is not a factor. It is a lie that we have been told. Somebody imagined it and told it to us and we copied it and we obeyed it. Age is not a factor to producing anything. Age is not a factor to making any impact. Did you notice that Moses started the ministry at 80? And yet God said he was the meekest of them all. You are 30. You are not even considered you as a meek person. He made impact up to 120. The Bible says his eye was not dim. Why? He was imagining things. He was seeing how can we create the realities of tomorrow. How can we? Do you imagine that somebody will sit down and say, go and borrow something from somebody, and they will give you. He was the one now. Go borrow. He told them, go borrow everything from me. They borrowed. Actually, somebody said God was the powerful 419 there. They borrowed, they collected, and they ran away with it. God is not a 419. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say at all? When you imagine things, you will do things beyond what you ever thought you could do. Nobody is too small. Where you are coming from has nothing to do with it. Some of us have this thing that we are coming from somewhere. So because we are coming from somewhere, we cannot do certain things. Since the day that I saw that a black man could rule America, I started telling myself, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible to man. Nothing. He said, no, how can you open your mouth? That you are blaspheming. How can you say nothing is impossible to man? I asked you a question. Is there anything impossible to God? You said no. Are you God's child? You said yes. A goat will do what a goat mother will do. Abi? Will do meh. So you are supposed to do what God will do. Am I making sense to you at all? That's how you create the realities. Now, until you have a picture, you cannot speak. The first thing is that you imagine. The second thing that you speak. It says, the scripture we read, unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever ask or imagine. You're asking with your mouth. You're talking with your mouth. What are you saying? Jesus Christ said, I think it's in Matthew chapter 4, when he was talking to the devil, he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of God. What he's simply saying is that man has to say what God is saying. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Man has to say what God is saying. What did God say? Did God say this country is going to go out in turmoil? But some of us are already saying this country is going to go on in turmoil. He said, the way the country is going to, in fact, I'm telling you, that's how it's supposed to be. There must be a revolution. We must fight. Everybody, they will kill everybody. Is that what God said? When some of us are discussing here, our passion is let us now destroy the whole country. That's not what God said. But when you are saying what God is saying, my God, you are creating realities of tomorrow. Nigeria can top the rest countries in the world. It's not the kind of competition. It's trying to show people an example. Let me tell you something. If you are making an impact in this nation, tomorrow when they are writing your name, when you die and go, they will write your name amongst those who actually did something. How would you like your gravesite to be? My Monday Obaze, 1913 to 1960. They don't even have a gravesite for you. They just covered the sand. Wouldn't you like your gravesite to write? They will write some things on what you've done. And after you've gone, I was listening to news the other day. They were celebrating the centenary of what? Awolowo's death. Is it his death? I don't know. But a lot of people came. I was wondering. I said, what? Why would they gather like this? He imagined things so. And his imagination put the Yoruba people where they are today. Check every typical Yoruba house. Almost all of them went to school. Check it now. Check it. Check it. Even when you come to church, the ones that are doing well, they are the Yorubas. I'm not trying to say, somebody imagine something. I said, these people have to go to school. I don't know where the rest of people were going. Now, I'm not trying to be tribalistic. I'm just trying to show you what he did. So that you can see, you can pick example from there. That if he did it, I don't know whether he knew God. How much more you that knows God? The mouth was not created for eating alone. The mouth was created for making your life go forward. See, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith. What you do today, you call it what? Profession. Profession is where you get your money from. That's how you get your living. God is saying your profession is using your mouth to say what I have said. Then you will create who you are going to be tomorrow. The more you say, the more you get closer to it. Now you may say, I've heard it. How many times have you said you are going to be the best? Papa always ends the service with saying, I'm a nice person. Some of us, here the nice person end. I'm a nice person. It ends in church. When you are at home, somebody wants to talk to you, you say, you are talking to me. You are talking to me. So because I'm listening to you, you are talking to me. Then your spirit will be telling you, I'm a nice person. I say, I didn't hear that one. I want to show him now that I'm going to deal. After you are finished dealing with him, back. Then when you come back, you now realize, oh God, I'm sorry. Then you come to church, I'm still a nice person. Am I making sense to you at all? You are the righteousness of God, yes. But the truth of the matter is that you're not getting to the point where God wants you to get to. I used to crack a joke those days. I said, when you die, they will carry you to the toilet and say, come, this is the one we kept for you. Though there's no toilet in heaven, because you will not be using it. But I was just trying to say that the reward that will be given to you is based on how much you have done. God is looking for people who will ascertain and who will say what he's saying. He is looking for witnesses. The Bible says, and you shall be my witnesses in Samaria, in Judea, and the uttermost part of the earth. You have to say something. What have you been saying? If you're saying something different from what you need to say, you cannot move yourself. You cannot move your family. You cannot move your society. Ultimately, you cannot move this nation. They were talking about the oil refineries. They said one was created in 1965, the other one was created in 1989, whatever. And they say some of them have not been used for a long time. For the first time, the general manager of NNPC came and told us that your oil refineries are not working. None of them is working. Do you know why it's not working? Some people said it will not work. Some people say it's just a small group. Oh, God. Understand me. They say it's a cabal. Listen, you can use your mouth and destroy the cabal. I'm not saying you should kill them. When the Bible tells us in Numbers, I think it's in the book of Numbers, they were creating a wall and bringing up a tower. They were building up to God. And God says, simply say, confuse them. That's how we had languages. So when one would say, bring brick, he said, no. You say, what did I bring brick? I bring straw. He said, why you bring straw now? What did they worry you, boy? He said, no. I said, bring hammer. I said, no, you bring nail. Why? And I'm nail, I talk. He said, Shimokono, Then he said, I said, good. So you can send them to have a confused language. What are Christians doing? We're sitting down here telling them, confuse them. I'm trying to show you, we are not sent here to begin to tell stories. We are here as a salt of the earth. We imagine, we speak, we imagine, we speak, we imagine, we speak. That's how we salt the place. The Bible says, when a salt is no longer of use, it is trampled upon. I don't want to be trampled upon, and I don't expect you to be trampled upon. So you need to start imagining and start saying. It's not about you. It's about a change. Praise the Lord. Are you getting my point? You can't sit down. The Bible said, God, what's his name? Mordecai met Esther. I said, look, listen, you were brought into this place for such a time like this. Now, if you don't do anything about it, God will bring somebody from elsewhere. Someone says, I'm a Christian. What are you a Christian for? To solve problems. What are you a kingdom for? Don't say it doesn't matter. I love what Reverend Ben was doing one day. We're going out. You see, practice what you preach. Some people were going with us. We were going there. We got to the traffic light. The guy said, you're wasting time with us. Mr. Noma that was driving. He said, drive now, drive. Mr. Noma said, what? Drive where? Papa turned around to him and said, so if you do this like this, and he's a Christian, but he's not a member of our church. But some of us who are here may be doing it. He said, if it's you that is doing something like this, and somebody else does it, and everybody else, what will happen? Let's say I decide to enter the road. Somebody else decides to enter the road. What will happen? It's not an accident. That's what's happening in our nature. Everybody wants to move at the same time. Nobody's. Everybody. Let's go. Where we are going to, I don't know. Rise on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.